San Juan County is asking a federal court to finalize a recent decision on voting districts. County leaders say they'll appeal the ruling, while the county's Native American majority is applauding it. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
A federal judge issued his decision a few days before Christmas. It basically requires San Juan County to hold an election next year using new district boundaries for 3 commission seats and 5 school board posts, and it's aimed at reflecting the Navajo majority.
People are very excited. They want to try to get some Navajo candidates to run for the county commission, school board, and other county position.
Mark Maryboy has been talking about the decision with other Navajos in Monument Valley. He held the county commission seat targeted for Native Americans for 16 years.
And the vote was always 2-1. I can tell you that there's a lot of opposition as far as the county serving the Navajo population.
The question of racial gerrymandering has dogged the county for decades. It boils down to the principle of one person, one vote, just like ongoing African-American voting rights cases across the country. But in rural San Juan County, it's Native Americans who say they're the victims of discrimination. The Navajo Nation filed suit in this case, saying the district boundaries drawn by whites are unconstitutional. San Juan County commissioners disagree, and they're asking the court for a final judgment so they can begin their appeal.
We are doing a good job. San Juan County's bent over backwards to try to make sure that everybody has a vote and a voice in county government.
That's San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman.
There's no intention to exclude anybody because of their race or political persuasion or anything else. We just want people to participate in the elections, and we've done everything that we could to make sure that that was the case.
Lyman says it's last week's court decision that's unfair. And in a statement Wednesday, commissioners said the ruling makes their elections a political football. Judy Fays, KUER News.